he freely gives. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. If this is not a promise in form, it is in fact. Indeed, it is more than one promise. It is a conglomerate of promises. It is a mass of rubies and emeralds and diamonds with a nugget of gold for their setting. It is a question which can never be answered so as to cause us any anxiety of heart. What can the Lord deny us after giving us Jesus? If we need all things in heaven and earth, he will grant them to us. For if there had been a limit anywhere, he would have kept back his own Son. What do I want today? I have only to ask for it. I may seek it earnestly, but not as if I had to use pressure and extort an unwilling gift from the Lord's hand, for he will give freely. Of his own, he gave us his own Son. Certainly, no one would have proposed such a gift to him. No one would have ventured to ask for it. It would have been too presumptuous. He freely gave his only begotten. And oh, my soul, canst thou not trust thy heavenly Father to give thee anything, to give thee everything? Thy poor prayer would have no force with omnipotence, if force were needed. But his love, like a spring, rises of itself and overflows for the supply of all thy needs.